Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers today, the first Monday of the new year. Very exciting.
Happy New Year!
Very exciting. I always find that the first couple of days of the new year are always less productive than last year.
Really?
I mean, I guess relatively, like, because everyone's recovering from staying up all night. And then everyone's also, I don't know. It seems like, everyone's off their game. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've worked both days, full shifts, and this morning I moved my sister. So, I've been productive.
I worked this morning. I was productive. So, I guess productivity's not the...
Well, I'm ready to go to bed, though. I'll be honest on that.
I guess it's just there isn't the spit and vinegar that I'd be expecting from New Year's. You know?
Okay.
Like, it should bring that, like, you know, with all the licensing, you know, all this crap, you know, blah, blah, blah. I feel like it should bring about this... massive.
So it's thing. Almost anticlimactic.
A little bit. But then today.
Like my opinion on New Year's every year. Okay, continue.
Well, the actual day is, but New Year's Eve is the best holiday ever.
Okay.
The day of New Year's means nothing. It's the actual event. That's okay. Great. Like the 4th of July, the lead up kind of sucks because it's crappy food leading up to explosions.
Yeah.
The explosions are the good part. The crappy food, it's almost the reverse of New Year's.
That's why I like. The 4th of July.
But it's just like once. I guess.
New Year's is just once.
I mean, yeah. We also, you know, some people, we had explosions on New Year's too.
I understand that. I'm not saying that this one wasn't climactic. Well, I had a good time at our party.
I gave it a 6 out of 10.
I had a good time.
You got a D.
It's New Year's. I don't know. I
love it. All right, let's move
on. It was a valid time.
All right. So I thought that I would ask you this question, Tyler.
Ask me a question.
How are you doing on your Costa Rica, goals?
I am 10 pounds down.
Nice.
So I'm around 195. Uh-huh. Then I was doing the math and I was looking in the mirror and stuff like that. I think I'm only going to drop probably another 5. I mean, I think I could drop the 10 pounds.
Uh-huh.
But will I be too happy with it? I think I'm going to see if I can just switch 10 pounds
okay.
from fat to muscle.
Switch 10 pounds in a month? That's nearly impossible.
That. So I'm saying more drop 5, switch 5. There's going to be a 5-pound move
around
to be 10.
If you can gain 5 pounds of muscle while dropping 5 pounds of fat, I will be so impressed.
See,
that is a very difficult move.
No, I agree. But for the most part, I have nothing planned this next month.
Right.
And I was looking at my work schedule. I have it pretty much set that I can work out and work. I think that's all I'm going to do for the next month.
And podcast.
But I consider that somewhat work.
And watch James Bond movies.
Well, yeah, now that you bought that. But
I got some of the original ones. Oh, so good.
But, I don't know. I'll probably drop. It'll probably just work out to be better in the sense of, like, drop 10 more pounds. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah.
How's yours doing?
Good. I'm down 6 pounds. Which is good. I'm pretty happy with it. My first phase was, I think it was a more muscle building phase anyway. And then this one, I'm just kicking ass, taking names. So it's intense. I rolled my ankle the other week and it's still bothering me. So I can't do a lot of cardio. So I'm in the pool the last couple times and I like that a lot.
That's good times.
So I did like a 1/2 mile the other day and started out easy, which is nice. Yeah. I'm excited for Costa Rica. Very excited. Should be fun.
I am as well. T-minus 1 month and 3 days.
Yep. 1 month from...
So it would really be T-minus 1 month, 1 day.
Yeah. Well, we leave on the 6th.
Yeah.
And we get back on... So we leave Friday and get back Friday.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Whatever. I haven't really looked at the date or the days of us leaving.
Okay.
So I was at the gym today.
Okay.
Looking at the people. And today was crowded. We ran out of towels four times today at the gym. Massive, just influx of people.
Doesn't surprise me.
I walked downstairs to talk to the front desk people real quick. Came back upstairs. Every single piece of cardio, cardio was taken. Intense, right? Yeah. The classes full to capacity. So, but the weight room oddly empty. Like, you know, there was a normal amount of people. It wasn't like elbow to elbow, which I was like, okay, I can handle that. But there was one comment that someone said that made me think, oh, this is why this guy is, I'm not going to fit, he just isn't going to get the results that he could.
Okay.
He said, he was talking to his buddies, his buddy said, oh, I haven't seen you here for a while. The guy's like, yeah, you know, I've just been kind of doing my own thing, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting back on the routine. I just want to do this to get by. Right?
To get by, like, in what?
Just to get by in fitness, right?
Okay.
To me, that, I mean, like, Tyler, we're both athletes.
Uh-huh.
You'd say that's fair. When you did sprints, you sprinted to win, right?
Yeah.
When you didn't, I mean, even if you didn't win, like, I was never the fastest guy.
I'm a weird competitive person where I kind of do everything to be competitive.
Right.
But, yeah. No, I can see that where when I would run, I run to win.
Right.
When I lift to lift.
Right. And so, you, I mean, you could almost break it down into, like, a couple different categories. You have the people who are, like, naturally talented and go all out, right? All the time and are just good at it, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you have the people way at the back who have so much heart and give everything, but they're just not going to make it, right? You have those people. And then you have the people who are right behind the people in front, who are giving it their all, but they're not, you know, they're at the pack, you know? Like, that's probably the majority of your athletes.
Yeah.
But if you split the pack in two, you have the pack who's trying, and you have the pack that's not trying.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I thought it would be interesting to talk about the pack that's not trying today. Who just, the people who go into the gym and just move, and think that that's enough. And since today is the first Monday of the year, I think there are a lot of people who are going to the gym today just to move. And they think that it's just enough. That they can get by on just enough. As opposed to giving their heart into it. And running with passion. And lifting with passion. And finding that something that they love to do.
Like making it fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I twisted my ankle, right? And I can't run. And I am so bummed that I can't run. I was looking at our good buddy, Emily, right? The one we talked about the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she had a picture of her, like, in her snow running suit. I was like, damn you, Emily. You can go run. Like, you're so lucky that she can just get out there. So,
it's interesting because, no, I agree with you completely on the sense of going, working out, and having it be fun, and some people just go to do it. And in that, if you think about it, it's called working out. Like, I wish...
Working out is a terrible phrase.
Yeah, it's a terrible phrase. Or, like, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm working out. That's awful.
Right.
Like, I feel like it should be like, oh, I'm exercising.
Or I'm playing.
That's,
because it should be like, okay.
Lifting sounds... Running. I'm going to go running. That seems like work.
There were times that in high school, Morgan would give us, our coach Morgan,
would give us
little drills to play with, right? Because we had, I mean, we'd do our swimming, we'd do our whatever, but wasn't there like a keep away game that we played once?
Yeah, Jungle Ball.
Jungle Ball.
Like once a week we would play like a fun game.
And I felt like I put more into that and swam harder and faster and a longer distance than when he just had a swim, right? Because we actually, like, I was, you know, dying after it, but I was okay with after Jungle Ball.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's like, if you go into the gym and just expect to get on the elliptical and shrug away for an hour, and that to be enough, like, you're shooting for last place. Like,
yeah,
really.
It's a funny concept because you can get out there and you can... See, it's kind of that sense of if you don't put the passion or the emphasis into it, I feel like you then aren't going to put it in the other aspects of life that are going to make you succeed better. Like, in the eating.
Wait, I'm not following.
Okay, so, like, let's say you work out and you just get on the elliptical for an hour and you move around. Yay, fun, check that off the list. When you get home, oh, whatever's in the refrigerator, I'm going to eat that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, whatever, you know, I go out to eat, drink. Oh, I'll just get whatever I want to drink. You know, check that off. I've gotten my, you know, that, like, I just don't feel, like, if you don't put work, but, like, passion, a little bit of emphasis, a little bit of
energy,
knowledge, and like, whatnot into it, I really don't think that you're going to do it in any other aspect of your life.
Okay. Yeah,
so you just come through this, like, neutral, autotone concept.
You sit on a fence. Like, there are two sides of the fence. There's people who don't, there's people who do, right? Mm-hmm. And people who sit in the middle just get stakes up their butt.
Yeah.
You know? And that, it makes me so mad when I see people with such awesome potential just sitting there, like, well, I guess I'm trying my hardest. I'm going to the gym every day, doing it, and they don't have any passion behind it, and they don't actually visualize the body and the goals that they want, and they just do it, oh, just to get by, you know, I'm just gonna do it, just because, hey, it's better than doing nothing, right?
Yeah.
That phrase, it's better than doing nothing, no, it's actually better to do nothing, because then you don't take up the machine, so that someone else who actually might get their goal will use it.
True.
So, yeah, screw that guy. And the best part, he was doing the leg extension.
Oh, okay.
Which, in my opinion, is only good for rehab or bodybuilders. Because, yeah, it can just be dangerous.
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, okay. I thought that was an interesting thought to start the year off with.
Just, I mean, today's Monday. So, take an extra, I mean, like we said, I think it was on Thursday's or Friday's podcast, take an extra 10 minutes, think about why you're going there, doing what you're doing, and do it.
Right. It's a big thing to actually see why you want to be there. Just, like, I was talking to another friend at the gym, and she's like, I'm not going to drink for a little while. Why? Well, you know, I've just been drinking too much. Okay? Well, why are you not going to do it? I explained the whole carrot and stick analogy to her. You're familiar with that, right? Uh-huh. Carrot, pleasure, stick, pain, right? And she's like, well, you know, it's too many calories. Really? Is that's the pain? Well, then I'll spend more money. Really? That's the pain? You know, it's like, and she had no reasons behind this. But I think she's going to stick with it just because she's kind of stubborn. But if you don't have a reason to do it, you're not going to complete this.
Yeah, okay, it's funny that you brought that up, because I was talking to a girl at work, and she was like, Tyler, can you write up a workout plan for me, and a diet plan, all this stuff, and I was like, are you gonna do it? Like, that was my first question. I was like, if I'm gonna do it for you, are you gonna do it? And she's like, oh, I'll start tomorrow morning, and I was like, tomorrow morning? And she was like, yeah, because it was New Year's Eve I was like,
okay,
you're not going to go out and do anything tonight? And she goes, actually, I have no plans tonight. I'm going to just go home. I'll probably watch a movie, and I'm going to go to bed. I mean, she's a middle-aged mother, so pretty much expected that she was going to. So the next morning, I get into work, and I'm talking to her, and I was like, so, do you have your oatmeal this morning? You know, like, are you on meal three, you know, kind of a thing? And she goes, yeah, I didn't even get to meal one. I think I might just become anorexic. And I was like, really? And she goes, well, not so much, but I just don't think I'm going to eat so much. And I was like, so I wasted all my time doing that for you. I'm sorry. And she, like, gave me all the pain. I was like, I don't care. Like, it literally took me maybe 10 minutes just because I knew she wasn't going to. Like, you know those people that you're just talking to, you're like, you're not going to do this?
Right.
And it's kind of the same concept where it's like, wow, you couldn't even make it to the first block.
Right.
Like, the minimal goal, you couldn't even get there. What are you doing?
I was just trying to get you to stop talking. No, I'm kidding.
I was so confused.
I was trying to I was just Tyler and I, while we're in our monologues, trying to get to mess each other up a little bit, and I got them to mess up. Okay. Suck it, T. I know exactly what you mean. I've done that countless numbers of times. And my question now is, well, what are you gonna do for my reputation? And they say, what? Well, I have a really good reputation. If I write this up for you, I'm gonna tell people I put you on that program. If you don't do it, if you stay fat, if you stay unhealthy, that's gonna affect me. So I you have to convince me that you're going to do this. Otherwise, I'm not doing it. I'd be like, oh no, and they give me reason after reason why they're going to do it, how they're gonna do it, blah blah blah. I'm like, okay. Now we got some leverage. Now they know that they have to do this, and then they're accountable to me. So, ask yourself that question: like, what are you going to do for your own reputation? Like, you have to value yourself to a certain degree, so that you don't. I mean, your reputation is how other people see you, and that to me is important.
Yeah,
society is an important gauge. It's not the most important thing in the world. Like, I'm not saying like be. Not even narcissistic, but you know, don't put your value in what other people think about you. But you need to hold. Think about the nerdy kid in college who sat in his room and played video games all day.
Yeah,
you don't want to be that guy anymore, right?
Sure.
There is value in what other people have to think about you and have to say about you. And I mean, just going right back to the thing: if you were on a sports team and you weren't giving it your all, then you're going to perform poorly, right?
Yes.
So why is that not the same thing in our lives now? You should be busting your balls to get like to your fitness goal. So people see you and say, wow, that person can reach their goals, can attain it. I mean, that, like you were saying, Tyler, that gets every other part of your life.
Yeah.
You know, hits your nutrition, hits your work, hits your, I mean, every single other component of your life gets touched by that one decision. So don't be the half-asser. If you're like, honestly, if you're gonna go to the gym and half-ass it, don't go. I mean, we've said, like, I'm contradicting what we've said in the past. Like, if you're not fully committed, I guess is what I'm saying. If you're not 100% committed to reaching your goal, then don't go.
I guess what you're also kind of saying is to not so much. Don't, if you can't go to the gym, if you're not going to give 100% at the gym, don't go. It's more of the, hey, before you get to the gym, get 100%. So when you're there, it's productive.
And like we've said, over a timeline, you're going to have those days. I'm not talking about those days. I'm talking over the span of your career
in
the gym.
If you were to average what your motivation is when you go to the gym, is it just, blah?
Right. Those people... And if that's you, then let's turn it around. Yeah. Let's find some leverage. Get something that's going to motivate you to get into the gym. That's huge. That's probably one of the most massive ideas that we can ever give to any one person. Because if you're not going to do it, I mean, if you don't have that motivation, you're not going to do it. And you're just wasting your time. You could be catching up on Lost.
Or any other show.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many better things that you could do if you're not going to achieve this. Because, I mean... What makes fitness worth it is the cumulative effect. The fact that it builds upon itself. As opposed to the acute effect.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
Okay.
My foot just fell asleep.
Oh, poor baby. Some things to look forward in this upcoming week. We got a really good listener mail. This one's
fun.
Both critical, yet thoughtful, and also very, very... uplifting.
Nice.
It's a really good letter, and it called us out on some things that we probably overlooked in our running episode. I'm very excited about talking about that, so we'll probably do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Sound good to you? And then we're getting to some fun stuff for next week. I don't think we've really talked about it.
No.
So it'll be a good week, though, for us.
Spectacular.
Anything else you want to talk about before we head out of here, T?
Should do it.
All right. Then take us out. Old school.
Let's go with Jack.
Jack. All right. You guys have a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom.